was such a veggie.
Started at the Torahway in northwest London, Thursday at Tzum Gedalia, 9th September, Gimel Tishri, Rabbi Gary Bazak, making the most of Yom Kippur. This week's shurim have been sponsored anonymously with a tefillah of Avinu Malkeinu Shlach Refuah Shleimah L'Cholei Amecho.
Making the most out of Yom Kippur. So, there's obviously tremendous opportunities with Yom Kippur. You see Klal Yisrael got a chush for this somehow. It doesn't matter how secular you are, you pretty much come into shul on Yom Kippur at some point. They're just attractors, like a magnet. They just can't not do it. We had in the Bournemouth Kollel. Seed, obviously, we had a lot of Rukhokim, but in Bournemouth Kollel and Rosh Hashanah, just had random people walking in from the street, literally. Yom Noraim, Yidden just feel something. They have to come. So there's obviously lots of opportunities. So let's see if we can identify the opportunities to make the most out of them. And the truth is that it's when the Rambam wrote a sefer called Hilchos Tshuva, wrote Hilchos Tshuva. And it's very interesting because we normally approach tshuva, I don't know about emotionally, but we approach it in terms of agada and in terms of avodas Hashem and things like that. And we don't necessarily switch on our lomdisha brain, switch on our analytical brain when it comes to tshuva. But you learn, you open up the Rambam, and you have to. There's nothing you can do about it. He's speaking in halacha. He's speaking dinim. He's speaking the same diyukim you'd have in a Rambam in Bava Kama. You have in Hilchos Tshuva. So you have to learn it carefully because it opens up some ideas and different perspectives that you can have on Yom Kippur. So if you look at the Rambam in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Tshuva, so he's dealing with different. It's famous that he doesn't actually deal with the chi of tshuva in Perek Aleph. He deals with the chi of vidui when you're doing tshuva. Because when you do tshuva, you have to do vidui. Okay, so he's dealing with vidui, and he's not just dealing with tshuva, he's dealing with various other mechaprim as well, like a korban, that when you bring a korban, you have to do tshuva and mi misvada. When you return, he's talking about vidui in terms of the kapara. Then in halacha base, he brings, he moves off those mechaprim, and he talks about sirah mishtaleach on Yom Kippurim. So sirah mishtaleach on Yom Kippur is another mechaper. Right, and it can be mechaper. The Rambam has an interesting shitta here. The Rambam says it will be mechaper on all averas without tshuva. On all averas with tshuva, and without tshuva, it will only be mechaper on the kalois. Okay, which don't have kalois. Then the Rambam in Halacha Gimel says the following, and this is what I wanted to focus on. The Rambam in Halacha Gimel is a very, very difficult halacha. I'll read it inside. B'zman she'ein beis hamikdash kaim. So now you don't have the Beis Hamikdash, ve'ein lanu mizbeach kapara, and therefore we can't bring any korbanos. And he spoke about korbanos being in Halacha Aleph. He spoke about chatos and hashamos bringing kapara. He's now spoken about sirah mishtaleach bringing kapara. But now we don't have the Beis Hamikdash, so we don't have a mizbeach kapara. So what do we have left? Ein sham ela tshuva. So we've only got tshuva left. There's nothing we can do. But we have tshuva. We don't have these other mechaprim. Okay, but don't worry, says the Rambam. Hatshuva machaperas al kol averus. Tshuva works for everything. Just do tshuva, everything's fine. Tshuva machaperas al kol averus. Afilu rasha kol yamav. Even if you're a rasha the whole of your life, va'asa tshuva b'achrona, and you did tshuva on the last day, ein maskirin lo shum rishoy. We don't mention any of his rishas at all for him, as it says in the pasuk, v'rishas harasha lo yikashulba. When the Rasha won't fall over his rishus on the day that he returns from it. So tshuva is mechaperes al kol averus. So we originally had kapara from korbanos, but it's okay, we don't have korbanos anymore, which is a terrible thing. But the Rambam says it's okay, don't worry, you've got ein sham ela tshuva mechaperes al kol averus. So if you do tshuva, you're fine. Now here's the problem. The Rambam then says, he doesn't say this, but he basically says, oh, no, I forgot, I'm sorry, there's only tshuva. Oh, one other thing as well. And the day of Yom HaKippur is Mechaper for Shavim Shenema Ki B'Yom HaZeh Yechaper Aleichem. Because it says, on this day I will be Mechaper for you. So using, the Malbim says, using this day I'll be Mechaper for you. So the Etzem HaYom is Mechaper for you. So it's very interesting here. Again, there's no korbanos. Fine. Ein Sham Ela Tshuva. We didn't really mean Ein Sham Ela Tshuva. You mean Ein Sham Ela Tshuva and Yom HaKippur. And by the way, in the next halach he says, there's also Misa, there's also Yisurin, there's other Mechaperim. So when he says Ein Sham Ela Tshuva, a bit difficult to understand what he means. But Ein Sham Ela Tshuva, fine. But Tshuva is Mechaper al kol ha'aveiros. Tshuva is Mechaper for everything. That's good. And Yom HaKippurim is also Mechaper, if you do Tshuva. So here's the question. If Yom HaKippurim is Mechaper, if you do Tshuva, but Tshuva was already Mechaper. You just told me, if you do Tshuva, it's Mechaper al kol ha'aveiros. So I did tshuva. So then, what do I need Yom HaKippurim for? The beginning of the halacha, you said, "Ein sham ela tshuva," but it's okay. A tshuva mechaper is al kol averus. Now you're telling me Yom Kippur works to be mechaper if you do tshuva. But I already did tshuva, so why do I need Yom HaKippurim? Forget Yom HaKippurim. I do tshuva. Why do I need? And you can't even say no, because it's easier to do tshuva on Yom HaKippurim, because that's not what he's talking about here. He's talking about va'atzmo shel Yom HaKippurim mechaper l'shavim. So it's a bit strange here. Question number one. Question number two.
He's talking about on Yom Kippur.
Yom Kippur mechaper. The day of Yom Kippur is mechaper, but only if you do tshuva. L'shavim. If you do tshuva, because if I did tshuva, then I did tshuva. I'm mechaper with the tshuva. Why do I need to do Yom HaKippurim? Forget Yom HaKippurim. I did tshuva. You told me in the beginning of the halacha, Yom HaKippurim, tshuva is mechaperes al kol ha'aveiros. So I'm done.
Automatically.
Tshuva mechaperes al kol ha'aveiros. That's what he said. Ein sham ela tshuva. Don't worry, you don't have a korban. Ein al chamos be'ez kapar. Don't worry, ein sham ela tshuva. But tshuva mechaperes al kol ha'aveiros. So now, no, Yom HaKippurim is mechaper with. So I think what you're referencing is in the next halacha, the Rambam doesn't seem to say tshuva works by itself. There's other things, there's other gradations. We learned in Daf Yomi recently, there's a chiluke kapara. We'll come to that in a minute. But at the moment, I don't understand, in this halacha, just halacha gimel, I don't understand why the Rambam needs atzma shiyon kippurim mechaper l'shavim. If you've already got, you just told me the tshuva is giving you the kapara. Question number one. Question number two is, when the Rambam has a slightly different lashon with Yom HaKippurim than he does with the Sira Mishtalech. The Sira Mishtalech is also only mechaper if you do tshuva. He says earlier, Hakol mischaper b'Sira Mishtalech, v'hu sha'asa tshuva. As long as you do tshuva. Okay. Over here he doesn't say that. He says, Atzma yishel yom ha'kippurim mechaper l'shavim. It's interesting. You should have said, Atzma yishel yom ha'kippurim mechaper, v'hu sha'asa tshuva. Exactly the same way you did in Halacha Beis. The Rambam's changed his lashon a little bit. Originally he says v'husha asa tshuva, as long as you do tshuva. Here he says mechaper l'shavim, which means you have to do tshuva. The kapara only works if you do tshuva. Question number two. Question number three. I'm going to ask five questions on the Rambam, so just stay with me for 3 minutes. Okay. Question number one was, I don't understand why you need tshuva if you've got Yom HaKippurim mechaper, and why you need Yom HaKippurim if the tshuva should already work. The tshuva should already be mechaper. Question number one. Question number two is the Rambam changes his lashon. Question number three is, this is in Perek Aleph. The Rambam then repeats himself in Perek Beis. He starts talking about Yom HaKippurim again in Perek Beis. You've told me about Yom HaKippurim. Yom HaKippurim is mechaper l'shavim. Atzmo shel Yom mechaper. In Perek Beis, though, all of a sudden, he starts saying, oh, by the way, Yom HaKippurim hu zman tshuva l'kol l'yachid l'rabim. V'hu keit mechilu v'slicha l'Yisrael. L'fika chayavim akol l'asos tshuva l'zvados b'yom HaKippurim. Umitzvahs vidu Yom HaKippurim shiyasvam erev ayom, etc. And he goes through Yom HaKippurim. So why has he brought out the halachas of Yom HaKippurim twice? Just once you're talking about Yom HaKippurim, bring the halachas of Yom HaKippurim. Why are you talking about it again? And more than that, the Rambam mentioned something here in Perek Beis, they didn't mention in Perek Aleph, which was, well, Tefillah, Tshuva, he doesn't mention Tefillah yet, he mentioned Tefillah earlier, but he says, V'hu keit mechila v'slicha l'Yisrael. Forgiveness. Now, if you look closely, the Rambam didn't say that in the previous Perek. The Rambam, in Halacha Aleph, Beis, Gimel, in Halacha Dalet, he mentions it once, but I'm not going to, but that's, you'll leave that to, well, do you to work out yourself. But in Halacha, in Perek Aleph, he doesn't mention the word Slicha Mechila. all of a sudden, when it gets to Perek Beis, Yom Kippur is not a day which is mechaper. It's not Atzmo Shel Yom Mechaper. It's Kate Mechila Veslicha Yisrael. So what is the difference between... Clearly, there's two opportunities that Yom Kippur is presenting us. One is an opportunity for Kapara, and one is an opportunity for Slicha Mechila. So let's try and understand what those two opportunities are. And by understanding those opportunities, I think it gives you a stepping stone to really make the most of it out of Yom Kippur. I think you can really, really genuinely achieve everything you need to achieve on Yom Kippurim if you understand what these two opportunities are. So Rav Dessler brings out, I think, the Yesod of Yom Kippurim. I'll speak it out a little bit, but he says I'm paraphrasing, but I'm just give you a mashal to understand it, to give the context. Imagine, if you will, for a second, a guy who has, in terms of Ruchnius, the worst day of his life ever. I am talking about a man who, in the morning, wakes up and he is Poyrek Oil, completely. That is it. He is done. And now whatever Averas you can think of, he did worse, right? He didn't go to Davening. He didn't say Brochus. He went outside, he kicked the cat next door, just to you know, Tzar Baalei Chaim. He goes across the road, he buys not kosher food. He brings the not kosher food, he brings it into his non-kosher food, he brings it into his house. He cooks it up, he eats the non-kosher food without a brocha. He then goes out, he goes and buys some drink. He starts drinking, he robs the local grocery store, and then he goes to give someone money, and he doesn't give them the money in the end, just to make them feel even worse. This guy becomes the biggest mushkus you've ever seen in your entire life. You can't imagine the averus he's doing. And then later on in the evening, he goes partying and he's up all night and his wife doesn't know where he is. And you can't imagine. However bad you can think, this guy was 10 times worse. 10 times worse. He comes home, it's 5 o'clock in the morning. He collapses onto the couch. You know, there's blood on his shirt, his shirt's out, he's dirty, you know, he doesn't remember what's happened in the evening. And his wife comes downstairs, she doesn't know where he's been, but she wakes him up, she goes, 6:15, at 6:15, 6 o'clock, she wakes him up, Slichas, no, Slichas. And she got him off guard, Slichas, right, and gets out there, and he always says brachas before Slichas, so he quickly gets there and starts saying brachas. And then he says the following, Elokai, Neshama shenasatabi tahoirihi. Really? The neshama you've given me is tahor. Well, I think you mean it was tahor until you had the day of Ruchnius. That has destroyed you completely. You just destroyed your Ruchnius. Your Ruchnius is gone. You were doing averus, hamurus, b'yoseh. This person destroyed himself in terms of Ruchnius. The next morning he gets up and with commitment and with conviction and with total confidence he says, Elokai, Meshama shenasatabi tahoirehi. It's tahor. So Chazal are telling you something very, very important. Chazal are telling us something extremely important. They're telling us that there is a part of a yid which is untainted by any chatoim. You can't touch it. You can't damage it. You can't be pogeya in it. You can't do anything to it. It is tahor. Finished. End of story. There's nothing you can do to it. The Nefesh HaChaim, by the way, in their end of Shaar Aleph, describes very clearly that is the makor of where tshuva is going to come from. You can't do tshuva when you're in the dirt. You can't do tshuva just by being in the dirt with all the timtum alev and averus that you've got. You can do tshuva because you still have that bit of yourself which is not tainted by chet, which is not in the dirt. There's a bit of yourself which is still up there, which is still tahor. Elokai, neshamash nasatabi tahoirihi. So Rav Dessler speaks out very, very clearly in beautiful terms, and I recommend for anyone. It's in Michtam Eliyahu, and it is a piece on Yom HaKippurim, and he describes in unbelievable terms that this is the nature of Yom HaKippurim. The gilui of Yom HaKippurim is the gilui of Neshamish and Nesata B'Tahiri, is the gilui of what he calls the Nitzotz HaKodesh. I think we know it as a Pintali Yid. Right, that there's a part of a person which is just there. It doesn't. You can't do anything to it. So he says the following. He says, "Hine kvar be'arnu kama pamim shelakol echad mi'Yisrael nekuda pnimis hadvuka b'Hashem." Everyone in Klal Yisrael has this Nekuda HaPnimis, which is Dovek Ba'Hashem. He brings proofs to it, and he says that's the basis of, he says that's the Vlefikach Kesha'achim Choteh, when a guy is Choteh, Nichnas Pegamachet Lifnim Liboy, Legamre Venit Makuloy. When a guy does a chet, it is Metamtem him completely. He becomes Tomei. He is Tomei. Aval Yisrael Einoy Ken. But it doesn't happen with Yisrael. The Maral, by the way, says this is the basis of Karbonas that can be Mechaper. Because it's very interesting, if you think about it, if somebody is unwell, that you have to amputate his head. He doesn't live anymore because that's the essence of who he is. You can't amputate his head. You can amputate his arm because his life is not totally on it. But his head, that's his essence. So how can you take his actions and just amputate them with a korban? I'll put them on the korban and send them off. His actions, his choices, how can you do that? You can do that because the core of a yid, the core of Klal Yisrael is tahor, is untouchable. You can't do anything to it. What causes chataim is golus, is our externalities, is being involved in our externalities. That's the outside of ourselves, but that's not us. So he says, he goes right and he says, V'hinei b'yom ha-kippurim, miskale b'nishmos Yisrael, or elyon mebichin azu. On Yom HaKippurim, there is a gilui of this spiritual reality. Va'al yadoi misgale dveikus klal nishmos Yisrael elu ve'elu bebechinas nekudas habris u'mebechinas hischabrusam la'avois hakadoshim shebehem nechlu kol Yisrael mitzad zeh, and through this, I'll translate in a second, all of Klal Yisrael are, even before their tshuva, he says, af kodem tshuvasoi, are daveik with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And there's no yitzhara, meaning, he says, that there's a gilui on Yom HaKippurim, that what happens is the following. We are able to connect, we are able to feel, we are able to identify with that part of ourselves. It's more potent, it's more powerful, it's more readily available. That part of ourselves is shining on that day. And therefore that bit is still connected to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That bit is still there. It's still Davik in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. He says, Dvukim, before you do tshuva, Dvukim hem ba'kadosh baruch hu b'lishum chatzitza. And he says the following, V'davar zeh atzmo hu ha-motzi la'ar tzidkasa v'ta'arasa. And it's that is the fact that you are makusha to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam that gives you the tara. Not your tshuva. Forget your tshuva for the moment. The fact that you're kasha to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that is what is connecting you. Ma mikvah is mataris atzmeim, af ha-kadosh baruch hu mataris Yisrael. That is the essence of the day. That, he says, is Atzmo Shel Yom HaKippurim. That's Atzmo Shel Yom HaKippurim. It's a mikveh. It's mamash a mikveh. You go into a mikveh, and Atzmo Shel Yom HaKippurim. And he says, that's why according to Rebbe, there's an argument in the Gemara, there's a machlokes in the Gemara, according to Rebbe and the Chachamim. Rebbe holds, Yom HaKippurim is mechapa below tshuva. Yom HaKippurim is mechapa below tshuva. A korban's not mechapa below tshuva. Yom HaKippurim is mechaper below tshuva. Yom HaKippurim is mechaper below tshuva because of this. Because it's a gilui. There's HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself as, at that point, we are mekusha to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and therefore the tshuva flows from there. The Tara flows from there. Oh, that's Shittas Rebbe. So what is Shittas Chachamim? Chachamim say you don't need to do tshuva. So says Rav Dessler, the pshat is not that you need to do tshuva. The pshat is not that you need to do tshuva. And the kapara works with the tshuva. Let's go slowly. With the Sira Mishtaleach, the mechaper itself works with the tshuva. The tshuva joins to the kapara. That's what happens. Part of the process of the kapara is coming from the tshuva. So it is, Sira Mishtaleach is mechaper, v'hu sha'asa tshuva. As long as you do tshuva, it will work potently. You filled up your car with petrol, it will go. It works together. It functions together. It's mechaper with the tshuva. When it comes to Yom HaKippurim, says Rav Dessler, that's not how the tshuva works. The tshuva is not a chelek of the kapara. Tshuva is a mechaper. But that's not how it works with regards to Yom HaKippurim. The way it works with Yom HaKippurim is, the Chachamim say, that part of yourself, which is untainted by chet, if you're not misyaches to it at all, If you don't interact with it at all, you don't try and identify yourself with it, you don't try and connect to it, you don't try and feel it, you don't try and do something with it, then it doesn't have the ability to bring down the kapara that's necessary. It's like a trigger. The minute that you lift yourself up there, the minute that you bring yourself up to that and you identify with that level, you connect to that level of yourself, then you'll be able to bring down the Tara of the dead. That is Atzmo Shel Yom HaKippur Mekaper, even according to the Chachamim. Meaning, it's not the tshuva that's doing the kapara, it's the day that's doing the kapara. What's the only way of how... Someone once said it to me like this. You have to become a Yom Kippur Jew. What are Yom Kippur Jews? Yom Kippur Jews, we normally think of people in Anglo-Jewry who come to shul on Yom Kippur and that's it. No, no. A Yom Kippur Jew means somebody who connects to the part of Yom Kippur, to the part of himself which is shining on Yom Kippur. That's a Yom Kippur Jew. Somebody who relates to that, who identifies with that, who feels that, who connects to that. How do you do that? So this is the two darugs in the Rambam. The first thing is that on that day, and I think experientially we know this, tshuva is more available. It's easier to do tshuva on Yom Kippurim. We connect more. Nobody thinks of doing chataim on Yom Kippurim, but derech klal. They're thinking about what can I do. It's accessible, it's open to us, it's available. That is Perek Beis, where we turn to the Rabbeinu Shalom, and we now it's accessible to do tshuva. So, and we repair our relationship with the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's Kate Mechilo Slicha with Klal Yisrael. Zman tshuva lakol leyachid l'rabim. It's a zman where tshuva is easily accessible, where tshuva is available. That is stage one. That is Perek Beis. Perek Aleph is dealing with more than that. And here is the ultimate opportunity of Yom Kippurim. I think Pshat in the Rambam here of Mechaper L'Shavim is the following, and it gives us our tactics for Yom Kippurim, is Yom Kippurim, normally the way tshuva works, let's say with tshuva with Seir HaMishtalech, tshuva with Seir HaMishtalech means if you've got, let's say, two chatoim, and the Seir HaMishtalech is going to come along, and you did tshuva on one of them, and you didn't do tshuva on the other one, then your Seir HaMishtaleach, and both of them had Koris, so they're both Chamuros. So the tshuva with the Seir HaMishtaleach will be Mechaper, that one, the first one, which you did tshuva on. The one you didn't do tshuva on, the Mechaper doesn't have the Koyach to be Mechaper anymore, because it doesn't have the tshuva with it. But on Yom HaKippurim, it doesn't work like that. The Mechaper of Yom HaKippurim is the fact that you have a Nitzos HaKadosh, you have a Makom in yourself which is untainted by Chet, and if you connect to that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Mechaper. The only question is, how did you get there? So how did you get there is by doing tshuva. Just on one thing. If you are a shav, it's not v'hu sha'asa tshuva, the mechaper works with tshuva. It's not that. It's Yom HaKippurim is mechaper l'shavim. So all you need to do on Yom HaKippurim, it is kapara on tap. All you need to do is become a shav. Which is why I think Rav Yisrael Salanter always said, with regards to setting yourself a kapara for Yom HaKippurim, we're talking about the smallest possible thing that you can imagine. I have fallen for this mistake numerous times in my life, where you're on Yom HaKippurim, you know, they tell a story about a revolver. The revolver was standing once on a cliff. This was the gutless of a revolver. He was standing in the Alps, and he was looking out. It's Revolver writes actually about himself in Olam HaYedidus. He was looking out at the Alps, and he was misroimem. He was he felt mamush connected, and he said, "I literally am becoming a different person with this roimus. I'm literally becoming a different person." And then he said, and then I looked a little bit deeper. He looked inside a little bit deeper, and he realized he was the same small. I mean, he wasn't that small, but he was talking about himself. He's the same small vulva that he was before. On Yom HaKippurim, we're lifted up. Oh. And then we say, right, no more Lashon Hara. Okay, that's, I don't even think on Yom HaKippurim we think that, right? But that's way too far. But we think that I'm not going to miss minyan it. I'm not going to say Brachos B'loch Havana. I'm not going to, whatever it is, you think about this big area that you've thought about in the Alchit. No, that, and then it doesn't happen. So then you've got a problem, because you weren't really shav. Because you weren't being realistic. You weren't actually committing in such a way that it's going to be lasting and that you've changed. So you're not one of the shavim. So then you have a problem, because Yom HaKippurim is only mechaper l'shavim. So what you want to do is find the smallest area that you can possibly do. I mean, I'm not going to say something ridiculous. Like, I always, for myself, one of the years I was working on this, I said, I realized to myself that, you know, at the end of Aleinu, I've never been zoicha to finish Aleinu with the rest of the tzibur. Yeah, just everyone says it too fast, and I don't know where in every other part of the tefillah I can basically keep up. And then basically, not it's even, but when it gets to Aleinu, that's it. I'm done. There's no way I've never ever been zoicha to finish Aleinu with everyone else. So I'm, and then there's a kaddish at the end. So what's the halacha? You stop, and you say Amen to the various points in kaddish, and then you continue Aleinu. Now, I'm not the only one who doesn't finish Aleinu before everyone else. I know that, right? Because I can see, I've looked around. But look how many people are carrying on with their Aleinu. They know the halacha. They know the halacha. I know, I've seen people and I've spoken to people who know the halacha, but they carry on saying Aleinu. Why do they carry on saying Aleinu? Because what we do is we say to the Rebbeinu Shalom, yeah, I know you've got rules and things like that, but I want to get home. I want to go home. I'm sorry. Yeah, I must be kfar. I came to Maariv. I daven minyan. I daven kavana. And now get to the end of Aleinu. I have to do that as well. No. I'm going to finish my Aleinu so I get on with everyone else. It's an unbelievable thing. I caught myself on it numerous times. So that is an area. That's a tiny thing. That was mekabel on myself. But when I get up to Shamayim, I'm going to say I did tshuva on that. I knew why I was doing it. I regretted doing it. I was mekabel not to do it again. I stopped doing it. I'm a shav now. Now you're a shav. So now Yom HaKippurim is mechapel l'shavim. It'll sort out everything else because you're a shav. That's it. Now you get the atzmo shel yom being mechapel. That is the koyach of Yom HaKippurim. The power of Yom HaKippurim is that the tshuva doesn't work as part of the mechapel. The tshuva triggers the mechapel. And then the atzmo shel yom, the neshamash nesata b'tohairihi, that gilui of the fact that there's a part of there's a pinta layid, there's a nitzos hakodesh, there's a pnimius to ourselves that is untouched by all those things, and that wasn't me. And when we lift ourselves up to that level and make a decision from that level to change the smallest thing, then we say atzmo shel yom HaKippurim is mechaper. So Bezos Hashem, this year we should have a Kate's Mechilo Slicha, a all the brachas should be chal, and atzmo shel yom HaKippurim should be mechaper, and we should all be shoving.
Yeah, very good.